I'm so hungry, Parker. Clap already.
Okay.
Make a clap, please.
That was great.
That actually...
That decentipated as soon as you hit.
That sounded a lot better.
I told you. Look, we can put so much more. I think we need to cover the ceiling.
Cover the ceiling, cover the other walls.
Cover everything. If we did black panels on the ceiling, it would be so dark in here. Because, you know, this paint reflects a lot of light. That's just how it works.
Yes.
Sorry, I don't make the rules.
I don't make the rules.
White is actually, yeah, reflecting white. It accepts every other color and reflects white. Did you know that?
How is that works? How is the cold affected?
So white is actually every color except for white.
But white. And when serious? I say but white, I don't mean but
I don't mean like white. Gavin, turn around.
I mean your pants except down. White, not but white.
Is it really?
Yes.
You think every single color is in this wall?
Oh, goodness.
Yes. No, I'm saying that's the science of colors, Gavin. Gosh.
Goodness gracious.
It's true on the LEDs that we do.
No, it's true in the world that we live in.
Gavin doesn't know about the world at all.
Then how do we get this wall?
You ever have something terrible happen to you?
Yes.
And then an adult is like, welcome to the real world. And it's like, oh.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to being an adult.
Yeah. Oh, so you're an adult now. You have adult problems?
What happened to you?
Nothing.
Have you ever said that to somebody?
I haven't ever said that.
Jokingly?
No, I don't think so.
I've definitely.
Welcome to the real world.
I've said it. I don't know if I've said that.
Welcome to manhood, buddy.
Yeah. No. I definitely haven't said that.
No. I haven't said welcome to... Oh, now you're a real man. Oh,
now you're a man.
No, I haven't said anything like that. You know, they always say when you become a dad... Maybe it's not a dad. Maybe it's just guys strapping stuff down on the back of their truck.
What?
They're like... When you use a ratchet strap, they always say, that's not going anywhere.
Oh, I'd love to say that.
I never say that when I'm by myself.
Why would you say it by yourself?
That would be insane if you said it while it was by yourself.
Just confirmation for yourself?
Just not a dad yet.
I'll do the tongue clasp.
Oh, like,
ding, I'll ding, do...
Oh, the drill, if you ever had it in your hand? Every time.
I don't do it as much as, like, I'll lock it and then I'll press it.
Oh, yeah, I do that too. I don't think I should because it's probably bad for the drill.
Probably.
Oh, man.
I do a lot of bad things.
Goodness gracious.
I'm a bad boy.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody, you guys. So much improvements to the studio. It's painted, it's foamed, it's decorated.
Kind of decorated. Mm-hmm.
It's mounted.
We're missing one sword.
Yeah, my sword is still on the way.
And I need shelves behind me for my stuff.
Behind you? Or right there?
My bowling pin. I can't just put it on the wall.
Yeah, that's true. I actually have some shelves, but they're going in. Never mind, I don't have shelves.
Do you want... I can make you some shelves. Do you want like a bunch of open ones?
We got a bunch of pallets I can make shelves out of.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
You're unemployed though, you said right now, so why don't you do it?
No, I recently found unemployment.
Yeah, what does that
Not
mean?
Not really. I just, my job that was on Thursday, Friday, I moved it to next week or it got moved to next week because of the ice storm we were supposed to have.
That was the lamest.
It was nothing.
Finish your story, then we'll talk about how lame Texans
Yeah, I was
are.
Supposed to have a job, do a new, remove an old shower, put in a new one, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it wasn't all of a sudden, there's like, oh, there's going to be a storm. Okay. So we're preparing for an ice storm in Texas. Everybody's like, look, it says 100% chance of snow.
100%. That's always correct.
It did snow.
It did.
It did snow.
But.
Heavily.
Then it was looking like just rain and it was going to freeze. And so moved my job to next week. So I didn't have anything on Thursday and Friday, which gave me time to finish this up. But
wow.
Wow.
Recently found unemployment this week. I got jobs though.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I've been up sick, worried.
No.
Is Gavin going to work?
I should have told you guys that it was going to be okay. So you wouldn't worry about me.
Mariah says I've been talking in my sleep about you. Just like worried.
Yeah.
Oh. Is my brother going to be okay?
If you're asking, is my brother going to be okay? Who are you talking to? God?
Mariah?
Oh, okay.
She knows who my brother is.
Oh, you're talking to her in your sleep.
Oh, to myself.
Is my brother going to be okay? That's what your prayers are at night. Is my brother going to be okay?
Yeah. Maybe I'm praying in my sleep.
That'd be that's awesome. That'd be cool.
That's actually beautiful.
I found myself dreaming a lot recently.
You keep saying, I don't know why you're obsessed with saying found all of a sudden, but like I found unemployment. I found myself dreaming a lot.
Say it one more time and you're kicked off twice. The podcast.
Yeah, if you say it once more. No, I just thought I found unemployment is a weird way to say I'm unemployed. Or I found myself dreaming a lot is a weird way of saying I've been dreaming.
Oh, I've only ever heard it like, oh, found unemployment.
Oh, what do we got here?
Oh, found a job.
That's true, actually.
I've been unemployed.
Yeah, that makes it seem more.
But have you been saying it so much recently?
Literally. Shut up about found,
bro. Goodness gracious.
What you found this
treasure. We got the lost sheep over here.
Yeah.
What would you say, though? Found yourself dreaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I've just been dreaming a lot.
Found buried treasure.
But nothing really makes sense.
Oh.
It's just weird dreams.
Nothing meaningful, yeah.
It's just normal stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense. Normal things don't make sense to Gavin. Yeah. That's the kind of guy he is.
Sick.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's the cold. The cold's affecting my body recently. Has it affected you guys?
Yeah, hard.
My body, yeah, it's been colder.
My hips.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's because I've been going up the stairs so much. Like up and down, grab stuff, down, material, up and down. But my hips right here next to my butt.
I had some lower back. And
my lower
pain
back
yesterday
was like sore.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, the weather cannot affect my body's pain. Unless it's from cold directly. If it's like my hands hurt because it's cold outside. I don't think, like sometimes you'll see people like, oh, my knee's hurting, it's about to rain.
Yeah.
Okay, witchcraft.
Yeah. My grandpa says when his
hip throbs.
No, is something in his with his head.
Headaches?
Head throbs.
Some people get headaches due to like pressure in the air.
Yeah, I guess when clouds come in, it changes the pressure in the atmosphere.
I can see that. Huh.
The atmosphere changes a lot.
Yeah. The atmosphere. Gavin, we're in charge of that.
Yeah, you know what? Be a thermometer, not a thermostat. Sorry, be a thermostat, not a thermometer.
Yes.
Yeah. A little something for you. Everyone write that down if you're at home.
We should give you a pencil that you can just write down these amazing thoughts.
Go back and listen to that one more time, you guys.
On the wall behind you, and then we just remember all of this.
We just write down amazing ideas all over the
wall. In between all the squares.
That'd actually be sick.
We should have a wall idea.
This guy. Say it again.
We should have an idea wall.
Oh, my goodness. That's true.
On the entire wall?
Pick a wall, any wall. This one right here looks great.
We just write our ideas on it?
Or maybe like this one.
Yeah.
Or an idea section.
I think you could list them out in between the foam.
Yes.
That's actually sick. That painting is really nice.
Thank you. So I've had, most of you have heard, I love Thomas Kinkade. Okay. This is one of his paintings.
I always thought he was like biblical paintings for some reason.
Wow.
And no, I was mistaken.
He was known to be a Christian, we believe. He unfortunately ended his own life.
There are a lot of people in the Bible that fell on their own sword, so.
Yeah, very true.
Saul.
Yeah, and his armor bearer.
And his armor bearer then did it to himself. But then it also says that somebody came and killed Saul, like, to end his suffering, and then David killed him.
Yeah.
The guy that, why would you come tell me when you know that
you
I already.
You killed the Lord's anointed.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So now I'm going
to
kill you.
Yeah, the painting keeps speaking to me, dude. It feels like an Narnia.
The name of this one.
What? Let me guess.
Guess.
Creekside Cottage.
Oh, that's actually good. I was going to say like Quaint Cottage or something.
This is all very good. It's
Quaint Cottage.
It's more of the Mountain scene.
Mountain View of Riverside.
It's more of the scene idea.
Okay.
Riverside Mountain
But
View.
What is this? How does this picture make you it's feel? Named, not what is the picture
it's
actually?
It's named
Darla.
What?
That makes you feel Darla?
Oh, I thought you were asking.
Every
like,
time I see that painting.
It's name.
I start feeling Darla.
No, the scene and being there, how would it make you feel?
Tranquility.
Okay. This is called End Tranquil of a Perfect Peace. Day.
End of a Perfect Day. Oh, okay, that works.
What happened to that?
I didn't know he was doing like sentences or whatever.
It's from 19... This is 1996.
Oh, so he's very recently alive.
He's dead. He's been dead for a while.
Which I... No, I mean, but like, that's recent. It's that like, it's only like 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's not...
Which I guess makes sense. Old. Like, if you look at it, that house looks like a not very old house. It has, like, asphalt shingles on the roof.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, though.
Very beautiful,
It's been in my closet. I dusted it today.
It looks like Eastern Oregon or Central Oregon. It looks like one of the sisters in the background there. It's not, obviously, but, like, that's what it reminds me
of. On St. Helens
or something. Yeah, St. Helens.
Oh, we need to get the... in the storage room next to the sanctuary. There's a painting of Jesus in there that we need to get.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's
baby
right.
Baby Jesus in a manger.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that picture
before.
The
one that's above the door?
It's going right on the ceiling here.
That'd actually be so sick.
It's actually so sick.
We got to cover the ceiling in art, posters and stuff.
Yeah, I know. There's so much. I've been trying to get some art, dude. I don't know where to shop for art. I don't know where Hobby to look Lobby. For
what
art.
What kind of art are you thinking?
I don't know. Something like this? Meaningful. Something like that. Oh, I love landscapes like that.
Go to grandma's house.
But also Thomas like art. Biblical stuff. Like old ancient Israelite stuff.
You should get the Statue of David.
Oh, perfect.
The
I don't know if I have room for the whole thing. I might have to choose a specific part.
I got this maybe from like an estate sale.
Waist down.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say?
And then knees up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In two different rooms.
Pick the size.
Yeah.
It's, how large is that?
You can get a small. You can get a replica. But then, I mean, there's some proportions that are going to be really hard to tell.
Like a bobblehead.
Yeah. Like, what is this? this is from an estate sale.
Okay, yeah, that's actually true.
There's so many around here. There's so many old people and stuff. There were a couple Thomas Kincaid paintings there, but when I got to, because Hope had told me about it, because she knew that I liked him, and then all of a sudden she started liking Thomas Kincaid for whatever reason. Go.
That's convenient.
Yeah. And she,
so she was trying to fight you for it?
Well, she texted me about it, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely going to go to that estate sale then. Went there. This was the only one left.
Really?
And this was when we were both working at Longview Blind and Shutter, so I just met her there, and she let me buy it because she knew I loved Thomas Kincaid.
How much was it?
Who?
Hope.
Oh.
This was originally, I think they had it up for like $70, but I got it on the last day of the estate sale, so it was $30.
Just get rid of everything.
Cool.
It's worth like $200-something, though.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's worth some money.
That's awesome.
Don't take it.
Guys, I'm not going to take it seriously.
It's so pretty, though.
I would love a massive one. Imagine how massive.
I'm going to get a massive one for my grandparents.
Yes.
They have one over their fireplace. They're over their mantle.
What are they going to do? They just have an empty mantle now?
They're going to bring it here sometime.
Why aren't they using it, I mean?
No, they do. It's just when they pass away, I'm going to get it.
When they pass away, they're going to bring it.
They're going to bring it over here.
My sticker is on it.
I want the little
old. My stickers is on it.
Old, like, cracker
tins. Wait, question. You saying that brought up an interesting concept to me. Did you guys go through and each have like stickers to claim like the stuff when they passed?
Not actually.
No, like, that was just everyone go run, running through the house, putting stickers on TVs and whatever.
The Corvette.
Yeah, I call the Corvette. Dang it!
No.
The sticker says Gavin, all the cousins and everything, and they just run through the house, claim.
Yeah.
The dead items. That'd be fun.
Write that in the will.
Yeah, that's true. Relay race or something in order to get the Corvette.
Oh, I want to do like a scavenger hunt or like an Amazing Race type thing.
Oh, and then at the end. You find something crazy.
I beat the system. I put the sticker on the house.
Yeah. The real inheritance was the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because had no money. The real inheritance is crippling debt that I've accumulated over the past 20 years.
From putting on this Amazing Race.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, guys. We're not going to do that.
And then also, Hannah's grandparents in Washington have also a massive Thomas Kincaid painting.
Oh my goodness.
They're both like this big. Probably 65 like a 65-inch TV, maybe 70.
Goodness gracious.
And I said, oh, Hannah, you should ask your grandparents for it. And apparently they might give it to Hope.
Oh, gosh.
Because
here we
Hope wants it.
Like when they die?
Yeah.
I would have trouble asking for something for somebody after they die.
You mean before they die?
Implying that, like, when you die, can I have this?
Oh, they brought it up.
Can I have that? No, I use it all the time. No, I mean like you know, like
once you can't use it anymore.
Like when you're not gonna. Yeah. They brought it up?
Yeah, my grandparents brought it up. Like the sticker thing.
But then when Gavin gets that one, I get this.
I hope that I'm just super content with dying when I'm older. Some old people are just like, it's another thing. Like, oh yeah, I'm probably gonna die soon. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. And they're just cool with it.
That's how I guess my great grandpa was. On my mom's side, he like told my like my grandma and great uncle, like, if you guys put me in a nursing home, I'm not gonna last much longer. And he was like 96. He knew it, and he was just like,
yeah.
All right. And he's like, yeah, I should probably go there. And it was like a few weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, and that's kind of cool, though, you know.
That's so interesting.
But and he was sharp up until the end, I remember.
But it's like at that point, if you're in a nursing home, it's like, well.
It's like, all right.
And that's crazy that you can just, because obviously, I mean, obviously he didn't like kill himself. Like,
yeah.
He just, like, at to some extent, you can kind of decide when you just like want to give up. Mm-hmm. When you're at that stage in your life and you're that, you've been around that long, you can kind of decide, like, well, I'm not having a bunch of fun anymore.
I don't know. You just make your heart stop.
I'm thinking, like, about when I'm old, if I'm like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And I wake up the next morning. Well, yeah. That didn't work.
I guess I'm still here.
Ducks lose another semifinal game. You're like, all right.
I thought we're gonna live to see another.
It's
Rose
like Master
Bowl.
Uguay. Yeah. My time.
Yeah.
Is
yeah. No. I'm not dying, you idiot. Also, Kung Fu Panda reference. You guys, we love Kung Fu Panda on the show. What is happening downstairs?
Motorcycles.
No, it's just side by side. He must be moving around.
Oh. Oh, man. Oh, I was collecting some news stories over the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, interesting news stories.
You think the fires in LA are on purpose?
What? There's LA fires?
Gavin, shut up right now, Gavin.
I actually, that popped up on my news feed.
Gavin's been bragging about how little he's been using social media.
Yeah.
Yep.
He hasn't even heard, he hasn't even heard, I might swerve bend that corner, whoa.
What did he say?
Yeah.
I might swerve bend that corner, whoa. Whoa.
I might bend, swerve that corner, whoa.
Yeah.
I might swerve bend the corner, whoa, whoa.
It doesn't even ring a bell for Gavin. He's clueless.
We'll play it for you after.
Yeah, I'm off the internet for 1 week.
You know who LiAngelo Ball is?
Basketball player?
Yeah, kind of.
He's not as basketball-y as LaMelo.
He's the Ball brothers' third brother. There's LaMelo, Lonzo, who are both in the league, and then LiAngelo, who played overseas for a while.
Mm.
And then it's dropped a rap song, and it's just been taken over. Seriously. Yeah, it's so sick. I haven't actually heard the whole thing. Don't hold me to that. Yeah. I'm going to swerve in the corner. Whoa. Ooh. And I'm going to kill people and commit crimes. That's probably what the rest of it is.
No.
And I just condoned it to a bunch of children.
He said something about shout out my father or something like that.
Yeah, I heard that part, actually.
Which, as time's gone by, their dad seems a little bit cooler now. Because when they were like first coming up, he was so annoying.
Yeah, he really
was. It seemed like he was just trying to make his kids like.
Remember when he went on TV famous. And he was like on ESPN and like roasted that guy because he was fat?
What?
It was hilarious. Well, he was like, he's like, when are you going to stop? Basically, like, when are you going to stop acting like a loud whatever? Like, you're acting crazy. He's like, when are you going to stop eating cookies every day? Basically, like to the. Oh, yeah. That wasn't what it was. But that was, like, basically the...
When are you going to stop eating cookies every day? That's a crazy
LeVar Ball fat joke. Roasts fat guy.
Yo.
What?
It smells foul in here all of a sudden.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
I haven't done anything.
Is it the glue that we sprayed on the wall?
It might have been the glue.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I can't find it. He was on SNL.
LeVar Ball.
No, that's Kenan Thompson pretending to be LeVar Ball.
That's funny. Yeah, they were big.
They had a TV show, I think.
Maybe it was that one, the lady. Maybe he was roasting.
The big baller.
Yeah. I've sold a good amount to me. Like I said, there's different amounts.
How many?
Stay in your lane.
I'm just curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
So she's a reporter. Her job is to.
She can report to whoever she wants behind her.
I'm talking
to you, Colin.
Well, what is your problem with me?
Hey, my problem is you are a hater.
Why?
I would never wear a big baller shirt.
But no, good. I didn't
don't
say
even
that.
Talk to me. But I heard you say I'm not even wearing.
I said that I wouldn't wear something that
it says
a woman.
Big baller. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
With all due respect, you're a great reporter, just not reporting on me. And going back to Whitlock, I don't think he can comment on anything but snacks.
Wow. That's a little harsh.
It's gonna be harsh because he wanna be harsh
so
on me.
So you disrespect women and people for their weight?
No, that's what you say. I didn't say nothing about no weight.
No, you just said that to me.
Like I told her, I'm not even worried about you right now. Keep in your lane.
Can you look
like
me in the eye?
She can say what she wants. She's trying to put. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what, if you act like that, guess what? Something's coming to you.
Oh.
And it's okay.
Do you think...
Are you threatening me?
Oh, see, I see you trying to turn the words. I would never threaten you.
You said something's coming to me.
I don't know what it is. I'm not a psychic.
He can't comment about this guy. He can't comment on anything but some snacks.
Gosh.
Turns out, yeah.
Turns out you can't say
But now
that.
He's kind of stepped out of.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, was I right?
My
Come
boys
on.
Are balling in my one.
Because that was when they were all in high school and everyone's like a lot of hype behind them, but they're not really that good. And now they're killing it in the league.
I remember watching LeVar Ball at, or Lonzo at UCLA playing against Oregon.
Dude, when they were at Chino Hills, they had LaMelo, Lonzo, and LiAngelo all playing in high school at the same time.
Oh, really?
LaMelo was like in eighth grade, but he was playing up. And they were like so fun to watch, dude. They were so good.
That's awesome.
That would be crazy.
LaMelo was dropping like 70 points a game. Like there was videos of him, like Ball His Life, different videos on YouTube of him having like 60 point games as a 13-year-old playing
in high school
against like the top competition in California, like these huge teams. It's crazy.
He went to like Lithuania or something.
Yeah.
What is it?
Lithuania?
What is that? Or magic school?
It's a country where he played basketball, like in Europe. He played basketball for a little bit instead of going to college.
Oh, dang.
He went over there.
That's the younger one? Middle one?
Youngest one.
Yeah.
LiAngelo's the middle one.
Yeah. LaMelo's the best by far, though.
And he's the one that
Lonzo's
went overseas.
Really good.
Is Lonzo still pretty good?
Yeah,
Lonzo. Is he at the Bulls now?
He's been injured, but he just got back. Oh. And LaMelo's been injured also, and he just got back, and they've both been playing really good.
I just
remember
Lonzo because he had a weird, goofy shot.
Both of them do, yeah.
But his was like...
They both shoot like that. Not as much. I think they both kind of toned it down a little
bit. Did their dad, like, was he a basketball player?
I don't know. Not famously.
He just, his sons loved basketball. They were good.
He always just, like, had his elbow way out here.
Yeah.
Same, but LaMelo did the same thing.
He's like a righty that's shooting from his left side.
Yeah.
I mean, it works, I guess. Maybe he's left eye dominant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
That's crazy.
That was picture next to it.
Yeah, old versus new. That's crazy.
But I remember people were saying, "And are we playing for the Pelicans?" What? Yeah, like it's super easy to be blocked if he's taking so long to go from down here to over here to shoot. But it looks like he figured it out.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, it's just good for them, really.
The fires that are going on right now, though, I was looking. I was trying to find a hat, a cool Chargers hat. Been looking everywhere. And I looked on lids.com, and they already have, like, LA Fire Department collabs with, like, Chargers merch.
What?
Which is insane.
Is that to raise money for the fire department?
I don't know.
No.
But look at these.
I just have heard that the... how people are reacting to it...
They're like running away.
No,
it's
they've done a poor job, like with the fire department. Some giant water.
Yeah, like, look at what the heck.
Oh yeah, cool.
That's
well, they ran out of water. The fire hydrants didn't have any water. That's and there was the, all of every single one of the fires was 0% contained for like 2 days.
There was a 117 million gallon reservoir that was empty because of repair.
And they had just decreased the... Okay, yeah, let's go over some of these. Can you take notes of all these coincidences? The reservoir with 100 bazillion gallons that was empty
it
for
was
repair.
17 million.
Bazil, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, 117 bazil.
And then, also, the budget for the fire department was just decreased by bazils as well.
State Farm. A
couple months before. Major insurance companies... Mm-hmm. Like months prior, pulled all fire coverage,
which also it could have been just because of the pattern that California has been in with a lot of wildfires over the last like.
But nothing like
five
this.
Years, but nothing like
they haven't had anything
in the
metropolitan area. That's maybe the only coincidences. Yeah. More coincidences. Ready? We're going deeper.
Yeah.
Mega celebrity neighborhoods. The neighborhood where Diddy's untouched. People were. All destroyed with all the evidence that was involved with them. No Diddy evidence throughout all these celebrity mansions. All the Diddy evidence is burned.
No Diddy. Gavin, the markers are dead.
The markers to take notes are dead. We can't even write down the coincidences.
The government has taken my ink.
Oh my gosh.
Flick it down.
We're cooked. I'm sure there's more coincidences, you guys, that I'm not thinking of.
I was also kind of wondering how all these fires are starting and like, oh, here and then here all at the same time. Because I would understand like embers getting blown, but they wouldn't be hot for that long. Like, no, to go
dang far. 100 miles or
bro,
20
the
miles.
Winds were crazy.
Oh my gosh, they were crazy.
And then the oxygen, embers are just fueled by oxygen. So all that air is just heating up the fire. And those embers are, you can literally see it just blown across the roads.
Yeah, but
I saw
on
a news
thing, 20 miles is crazy.
They were showing an old interview with Joe, like some fire department guy with Joe Rogan that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was a couple years ago, 2018. That
like it's only a matter of time.
Before, because just the layout of California and their roads and their systems that if a fire, they've just been lucky that all those wildfires have never gotten into a populated area. Because once they did, the homes, everything's so close, there's no fire breaks.
Yeah.
It's jumping streets, and they have, like, crazy winds all the time. Like, it's just at the mercy of the wind.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw people were, like, running into the ocean one of the nights from this big neighborhood that was burning.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I was wondering about Andy Hopper.
Yeah, he's probably over there.
We got some friends out here. I don't think he's over there right now, because I think my dad texted.
He arrived there when the fire... He was flying in on the day that the fire started.
Dang. Yeah, we got some friends that live out here, and their dad still works for a fire department in Southern California, and he just flies back and forth.
He does big shifts. Trades and stuff so that he doesn't have to work until, like, it's 2 weeks. He's gone in 2 weeks here, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
But
that's so crazy. But, yeah, really interesting. Also, probably not anything... like mischievous besides just fire blowing into the city. Mm-hmm. But there's a possibility. Well,
there's
probably
nothing that, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure it is as it seems to the naked eye. I'm sure there's guys, seriously, don't look deeper into it.
Don't ever look any
just
deeper
keep,
into anything.
Guys, just keep your eyes naked.
Same with the.
Don't even investigate.
The fires in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hasn't even been rebuilt yet.
Nope. It's going to say, they were saying this is going to be the most expensive in debt, like wildfire.
Oh, yeah.
In the U.S. in U.S. history.
I believe that.
Also, interesting that it happens where all the people are, not just out in the woods where nobody is.
Explain that, liberals.
Why is the fire targeting?
But it's global warming.
Why is the fire targeting the people?
But it's global warming, they say. They were all the news sources.
That makes me so mad when they're doing their reporting and they just say, like, well, all the factors like climate change, whatever, and they're just like throwing that in there, like they know for sure that was a factor.
Yeah,
the fire.
That's crazy.
Like maybe it's because it just hasn't rained in a while, and it usually doesn't rain in Southern California.
There also used to be a bunch of natural
rivers.
Gavin
Newsom is a moron,
allegedly a moron. There used to be a bunch of rivers that flowed through California, like it would had plenty of water, but they've
disastrous.
Yeah. Just dammed it all up. Nothing flowing there anymore.
Gosh. Ah. But hey, maybe this is a wake up call to Southern California.
Yuck.
It seems just so intimidating, though. What do you like? If you're a firefighter, you see this massive.
Yeah. Start spraying it, I guess. I don't know.
How do you? Where do you? I wouldn't even know where to start.
You start jumping.
I would start with my
miles back.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this place is already. Toast,
I'll take
and you start
all the
doing a fire break.
From my training that I learned.
Need helicopters.
Airplanes.
Dude, watching some of those clips of them dropping the water on the fire, it's like, that hit right where they needed it.
Okay, question. How do they not have dang water when they're literally an oceanic city? They're a coastal city.
I think salt water would be...
I watched a video of Elon Musk
corrosive.
Explaining, like, it is so cheap to turn salt water into regular water. Like, it is not hard at all.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't take... It's not energy expensive. It's not financially expensive.
Probably too much pollution.
It's easy to do, but just there's no money to make off of it, so people don't do it. But that was Elon Musk and, like, Joe Rogan or something. But we have the technologies to do it so efficiently.
It seems like there would be some pretty good money to make off it since...
There are places that need water.
Well, I know, but there's also places where you can just literally grab the water and you have the water instead of having to, like, process the water into water and not salt water.
There's also a lot of places you just have to dig a well.
Yeah, and like, I love those places
more.
All
you gotta go is hundreds, if not thousands of feet deep. and then you have a well, you have water.
Easy.
But you, it costs a lot of money to drill a well.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that there's more water under the ground than there is above the ground.
Really?
That's what they're saying. I have no idea.
Oh, because sea level.
Massive water reservoirs underneath the Earth's crust.
You think so? That's what keeps it there?
Yeah.
I wonder how saturated with water the ocean floor is. Yeah. You know, if you just take the water out and you just keep digging, how deep is the water actually sucked down?
Oh, yeah, into the dirt.
Like, how is it rock solid that, I mean, you can't go, water can't just get absorbed more and more by the earth? How much water can the earth absorb? We got a core. We got a core center of the earth.
Tell me how that's not. Well, yeah, there's water.
Like aquifers and stuff under. It's like underground lakes, basically.
Oh yeah.
Like when you have like a lot of like gravel underwater, or like stuff that's less dense, more permeable, if you will.
Water just.
You have lots of water in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there's water everywhere.
Should have been a geologist or something.
I was going to be a biologist. Insane.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is that going to do?
Parker's going to be a transologist. Just kidding, you guys. He wasn't.
I was so close.
Here, let me pull up. I got some good news stories. Maybe not very interesting, but we'll see.
I went I did a hydro massage for the first time today.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I was pulling that up.
How was it?
It was nice.
It's nice.
Kind of makes my legs itch.
Ugh.
When it's just blasting, imagine getting blasted in the same spot for like 10 minutes.
It's supposed to go up and down your body.
No.
It didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, maybe it's broken.
Just kind of stopped it in one spot.
How do I get it to just stay in one spot?
Going up and down my legs, but it just kind of itches after a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I did deadlifts for the first time in forever.
Oh my gosh. You just brought your itchy, sweaty legs onto the hydro massage.
They clean them.
It's cooked forever. Yeah, that's true. And I always clean it after I use it also. I just spray it down and
wipe. Oh, I never seen the bottles in there.
Oh.
The one time I went.
they're in there.
But before I went in, there was a guy that was like, I got to go clean these for you guys. Oh,
okay.
First.
Yeah. They probably just do it. I don't know why I always do it or where I even get the bottles if you didn't see any. Maybe they switched it up. Maybe they used to do.
Yeah.
Maybe now they used have to clean yourself. It. Now the workers clean it.
That seems like a good thing for them to
Man
do.
Man eats $120,000 banana art installation. Featuring a banana duct taped to a wall valued at $120,000 was eaten by a man at an art gallery, causing a stir in the art community.
Wasn't that's the so banana stupid. Like so brown? But it had been up there for so long, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's foul. I didn't even think about that.
It's like it's been on there so long.
Just squeezed into his mouth like a go-gurt. Just
how old is that art exhibit? Because wouldn't the banana just become complete mush and then it would just be taped with a little
bit
of brown?
That seems like a very modern art thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
To go and eat it.
Oh. Why is it titled comedian? What is that supposed to be?
Where?
Go back. Comedian, sculpture by Maurizio Cattelan. Why would that be the name of it, I wonder?
Because you're just a banana taped to a wall.
Since 2019.
I wonder what that's...
They must go and refresh it.
Yeah,
they
probably go switches the banana.
Or why don't you could just spray it with something.
But what does that mean, comedian? That's weird. I don't understand that.
Put it in some kind of epoxy.
Washi tape. What?
All right, Parker. Now he's shopping for duct tape. Remember that used to be a thing? Like cool duct tape was sick.
And it was not good.
The mustache one. And
then the Oregon one.
I had
a wallet out of that.
Yeah, people used to do that all the time too. Really weird.
Duct tape wallets. That's the thing about these
Beaver ones.
Fads is you have got to.
Oh, I was thinking today about water bottle fads. We got to just invent a cool water bottle that all the ladies love.
I know.
Get like a nice insulated thermos.
Yeah, for real. Because
it was Hydro Flask. And it was, I don't remember what was.
Stanley.
It was kind of a lull for a little bit.
Yeah, it was. Like. 2020 was like Hydro Flask.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. Probably. It was Hydro Flask, Yeti.
Schmevin's calling.
Yeti was never.
He tried to call you.
No.
Yeti was never that big, though. Yeti wasn't as was big amongst like women. Because Hydro Flask was like Visco or whatever, Visco.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, remember that was a thing? Yeah,
the viscosity girls.
Like
the
what's
that?
Visco?
Oh.
Yeah, what was that about, pictures? Dude? I forgot about that till right now. What was that even? Whatever. Then we had Stanleys. Now Owalas or something?
Yep, they love it.
They love it. I love my Stanley, though.
I saw even your mom had
one. You have a Stanley?
My Stanley, yeah. I have the water bottle one where it's not like
the narrow top?
It's a narrow top and it has a little screw-on lid. So It's just like a metal, like it looks like that water bottle, Gav. but it's bigger and it's metal and it has
I've seen those. They're sick. Like you can, but like this part, you can also
also to put ice in and stuff. Yeah, it's sick. I love it.
Well, I actually love my Yeti. So
nice.
I'm stuck in 2020.
You say you're ugly or you're Yeti?
My Yeti. Nice. No, actually, I didn't say ugly.
Hmm. Weird. I must have just heard that. I don't know why I heard that. Googly eyes on Oregon sculptures. I guess Bend is getting plagued right now with people putting googly eyes on all their art.
Well, that's hilarious. So
it's all over the news. AP News. What else? Sky News.
What?
U.S. City asks residents to stop putting googly eyes on statues.
Please stop. You're so silly.
You guys. It's too silly.
Our city is too silly.
Oh, my goodness.
No more.
Why are they doing that?
Is there no video of a guy eating the banana?
I hope not. Hilarious. I don't want to watch that.
I don't want to watch that either.
Somebody definitely watch videos. Was on their phone. Look up guy eats banana art.
Sells for $6.2
million. No way.
1 month ago?
Oh, he probably bought it and then ate it.
Why wouldn't he film it?
That guy's the real comedian. Hungry performance artist eats 20,000 banana. Is that his race or is that his...
Art performance. Now put it back up on the wall.
And it's bombing too. He thought everyone was going to go crazy.
He just said art performance. Hungry art.
What?
150,000?
Testing
good.
Testing good.
Are they interviewing him now?
That was 5 years ago.
What the heck?
Did you get in a time warp?
I guess, bro. What the heck? What in the world?
Wait, where did you see that?
I saw it on ChatGPT. ChatGPT sent it to me.
Trying to make you look like a fool.
Dang it, chat. GPT. We're on a first name
basis. This guy's laughing at you right now. He's looking at you going, Christian.
Christian, that was 5 years ago. He's
actually looking at you right now.
Frick.
Dang, bro. Yeah, it just sold for $6.2 million a month ago.
Did he put... Nah.
ChatGPT, give me some current events.
ChatGPT always gives me prank war ideas. Like, oh, you could do this prank.
Are you asking it for prank war ideas?
No, I ask it for content ideas sometimes and be like, what would be a funny video?
Oh.
Or something to talk
about. ChatGPT, give me some prank ideas. It will not stop giving prank war ideas.
Oh, you should tell him about that the message we were getting on Instagram.
No.
Just some bots. And you just gotta mess with them, you know?
Messing with the bots.
Parker's got all his Chargers gear on. Look at this. His shoes are so sick.
Charged up right now.
Oh, what's the score?
Oh my gosh.
You guys completely forgot. The Chargers are in the playoffs right now and they're playing the Texans.
We've been so locked in.
We watched this first half. We didn't even watch the second half.
But listen to this. Oh, Justin Herbert is good.
Oh no.
If they lose this, those were two red zone field goals that they kicked.
And they missed?
No, they made them, but they should
just
have
field goals.
14 points.
Justin Herbert is so good, but his receivers cannot catch.
Except Ladd. He needs to just keep throwing it to Ladd.
Okay. I did not adjust the setting. My watch has been telling me to stand up.
It probably was an update or something like that. That's actually probably what it was.
It was updated?
Yeah, it was. Goodness gracious. What do our listeners want to hear about?
I tried sofritas.
Oh,
the tofu at Chipotle.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, gross. It actually wasn't bad. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Got it in a quesadilla, so I was just trying to mostly taste the cheese.
Shit, I just can't eat. See, I just can't eat Chipotle anymore.
I mean,
you put cheese on there?
Oh my gosh!
You punk.
Oh, who said that? I mean, the
also a tortilla.
Vegan cheese.
Yeah.
You had a tortilla?
No.
you just said you had
a quesadilla.
That's insane.
It was really good
with a little bit of,
but I didn't have meat in it.
Dang it.
I can't do Chipotle anymore, dude.
What? The, you just had so much?
All the seed oils, I just...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I know seed oils are bad for you, but... Just,
they make you infertile, I think, or...
What about Diet Dr. Pepper?
No, they say that that makes you more fertile.
Oh,
the more you drink.
Don't you think Dr. Pepper Zero is better?
Dr. Testosterone, you mean? That's what I call it.
Dr. Test?
No, Dr. Pepper is not better for you than Diet Dr. Pepper.
No, I mean, Dr. Pepper Zero sugar.
Oh, it's kind of the same thing. They just use different artificial sweetener. And I like the taste of Diet more than I do Zero. Oh,
I hate the taste of Diet Dr. Pepper, bro. It's so bad.
I prefer it to Zero.
How do you find it? Do you find it tasting any different?
I find that Diet Dr. Pepper tastes better.
That's disgusting.
Lucky Gavin didn't say
that. I almost always, whenever we have gone to BJ's, like if I get there before, when it used to be sacred and just the boys,
seriously.
I would get there sometimes before everybody. And so I would, I would get ready to order like just drinks. They're like, what do you want? I was like, water. And I was like, Diet Dr. Pepper.
You tried it?
I have done it once before, but other times I'm just like, so I'm like, I don't know if that's, I can't remember if that's exactly what he wants or if he's going to want that this time. Every time.
Turns out it's exactly what I wanted.
Every time.
Dude, when we used to go there all the time, the lady there would bring me Diet Dr. Pepper as soon as I got there. Mm-hmm. And she would never charge me for it.
Yeah.
Just here you go. Ah, that feels so good when they just bring out your order. No.
Oh, okay. Keep going.
Sorry. I'm sorry to distract you with my not having a haircut.
Yeah.
And that's just the best feeling when they know your order when and they just bring it to you.
When you get to a place, a restaurant, they know you.
Yeah, just to be understood. Just.
Did they come out with the Pazookie Pass again?
They say, hey, Christian, the usual? And you're like, yes.
Yeah, you know what? And don't charge me for it.
That's why we need a diner around here. Yeah,
I sent
good.
You something on a screenshot the other day. It's like a $13 Pazookie meal.
Yeah, thing. I saw that.
Oh, I saw it too. So you get like an entree delish.
And a Pazookie.
Maybe we should do that Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
$13 is a good deal.
Yeah.
That looks good. That sounds good, I mean.
I would love to.
Goodness gracious. And you guys, listeners, you can come too.
You guys, make it a party. We should start up Pazookie Tuesdays again, though, but just the boys.
The art of the little small town diner has been lost. I guess we don't live in a small town, so that's probably why it's been lost.
Yeah.
But, dude, 99 Grill. Was Haley awesome. Loved 99 Grill. She's like, I can't believe places like this are real, and they're real.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not what she said. She just liked it.
Little towns like this.
I know. It's so cute. You guys are all so poor.
I can't believe poverty towns.
Wait, tell me again how many stoplights you have.
Look at the dirty little old people that are here.
We have one.
No, she just liked that because there's always like a men's group that's meeting there. Or like there's like a group next to us that was like all these 80-year-old like farmers, like real country boys. And they're all just 70. Like a couple of them brought their dogs. So they just have labs. Like they're just like sitting on the floor next to them.
At the round tables.
At the round tables. Okay. It was awesome. They're just talking about, you know, the crops or whatever.
Yeah. How's your yield?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My yield's been good this year.
Been a tough year.
We're selling a lot of grass seed and hazelnuts.
Oh my gosh.
Their typical conversation.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I love 99 Grill. It's actually probably pretty common places like that.
Yeah.
But in Longview, it's like, where can you go?
There's one that's called Lizzie's Diner.
Yeah, I've been there, but it's always packed.
It's not very
good.
And
it's not very like delicious. And their orange juice has pulp in it.
Yeah.
Oh, so much pulp. Dude, Haley likes pulp.
You freak.
I cannot understand that for the life of me.
No pulp.
Haley will eat orange juice with a fork just so that she can get just bites of pulp.
You guys got to start buying, when you're married, you'll buy pulp orange juice and she'll just eat go all through the pulp it before. Out of it.
Breakfast. I can't.
Pour
I do
through a strainer.
Yeah, for real. I don't, it seems like objectively having little stringy crap in your juice would be worse.
Crazy.
But then people like it and I just can't.
It's because it makes them feel more healthy because they're chewing on the fruit.
Pulped tastes, I guess, tastes a little bit worse usually.
Yeah, it does.
Not even just texture-wise.
It's just like drinking it because it's like,
the sourness, I feel like, pulp-free is more sour, in my opinion.
No. Not true. Not.
It might just depend on the orange.
It's less creamy, too. Less crunchy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Less chewy.
Okay, you know what should be more common? Let me propose something to you guys. I have found recently that what's delicious in coffee is maple syrup.
maple syrup. Oh,
it's delicious, dude.
Yeah, people love that.
It's especially in iced coffee, because I've been trying to put honey in iced coffee, and it doesn't dissolve. It just,
you gotta do it when it's,
I just drink the coffee and then there's a pile of honey at the bottom.
Yeah, iced coffee with something trying to dissolve in it.
Yeah.
It does not work.
Oh, iced coffee with it?
Yeah.
You have to do it if you're getting it from somewhere?
Cold brew. No, I've just been making cold brew at the house.
Oh, yeah. If you do honey, you have to do it when it's hot and mix it in the.
But cold brew is never hot. I get like a thing of cold brew from the store.
Brew it cold.
You know what I'm saying? It just like stays in my fridge and I dump it into.
Heat up the honey maybe? Melt it?
But I found that maple syrup is more delicious than honey. And it's so, if you get real, it's like real maple syrup. And so it's pretty not very thick.
Yeah, it's
and
not, so it's, honey's like crazy thick.
Yeah, maple syrup will just dissolve so easily and it tastes so good. I've been just,
that actually sounds delicious.
It's really good. And no one does it. UConn doesn't have maple syrup. All these places don't have maple syrup.
They just have maple syrup flavor.
Yeah,
they do have honey though.
Yeah.
They just stir it into shots.
That's true. Guys, try it. It's delicious. Dang it, Texans scored another field goal.
Shoot. It's
disgusting. We're having delicious.
What do you want to do for your bachelor party?
Oh man, we should go. Where's that?
Yeah, can we go to the peaceful end of the perfect day?
Can we go to the end of the perfect day?
That's the end of the perfect day, and the perfect day happens on the bachelor party. Yeah. So what's the perfect day that we're ending to?
That we're ending there. I don't know. You know what I think would be fun and easy is taking a trip to just getting a cabin in Broken Bow. A
little Airbnb.
Mm. There's a casino right next to it.
Bro.
Oklahoma, the age is 18 to go to the casino. It's a little Choctaw one.
It's nice. Really? I went there. I ate some food there. They had a pretty good restaurant. I had a good burger there, and then I...
They do good work.
For the first time ever, I gambled.
Hit the slots?
Ooh. Well, me and Anthony just walked through, because it was brand new.
He lost like $4,000.
And he had a 20, and so we just put it on one of the machines, which there's a couple machines.
Put it on black.
Just
put it on. All right.
There, he said if he goes, he would usually just throw it on a craps table.
Yeah.
Like play there, but they didn't have craps.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like the dice game where it rolls all the way down to the end.
Oh, that seems fun.
That's where the term crapshoot comes from, I think.
This is a crapshoot.
Yeah, absolute crapshoot. I always thought it was just like a pipe full of crap.
I think a crapshoot is like a crap board.
This is just a crapshoot.
No, I'm pretty sure it's like a thing with odds is a crapshoot.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's You're what just throwing dice down a table.
You got, I mean, a 50-50 chance.
What is a crapshoot? Is an idiom often used to describe a situation that is uncertain and predictable. Yeah. Oh, never mind. It's literally just talking about a pipe full of crap. It's not anything to do with the game craps. Yeah.
What?
It's
just, that actually would make a lot of sense, just,
I know. I thought a crapshoot was like but when you're they rolling call it, the...
Like, aren't they shooters when they're like rolling the dice?
Yeah, when they're shooting dice. Shooting dice is a thing.
They said that in The Office.
Oh, yeah. The term originates from the gambling game craps.
Yes.
Where the outcome depends on the roll of dice, making it a game of chance. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a crapshoot. Yeah. You're shooting craps. It's just a roll of the dice.
Hold on, go ahead. Mine's a topic change.
So and
you finished
it again.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Did you find something again? Tell me what you found.
There's so many different.
Bug. Get it.
I saw that.
It's a ladybug.
Kill it.
Why do you say it's ladybug? As if it's like its name.
There's a ladybug infestation. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I noticed.
What were you going to say, though? What were you going to say about craps? It's going to be so good.
No, not craps, but the casino. I have no idea how to work any of those games or how you win.
Yeah. Like the slots? Bro. There's so many different options for it.
The most simple it's like, one they have.
I lost.
Yeah. They have this thing that I kind of tried to figure out.
It's because you got the seven here, 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 and here.
Yes.
I tried to kind of figure it out because they have a diagram that says this is how you win this many points or whatever.
Okay.
They have machines that you can put $10 on, $100 on, and ones that you can do 10 cents each. Yeah. I went to that one.
Penny slots,
we call went first, though. Put 20 in, ended up winning $20 back.
Dude, gambling's awesome.
Then we went to a
machine. Wait, $20 back or like?
He won an additional, I think it ended up being $15. So we got $35 back.
Nice.
And then he's like, here's $10. Go win whatever. We'll split the winnings.
Go get yourself something nice.
So we went on the 10 cent machine where every spin is either 10 cents or you can do all of them. Where there's three rows that you're playing all of them, every side. And then if it hits anything, then you get way more. It's a higher bet, though. So we did that. I got it up to like $45. And then I kept playing. And just like kept playing.
Gavin, you died.
And I ended up only winning, I think, $10.
That's cool, dude. Yeah, we got to get over there. That would be fun. We'll get a cabin with like a fireplace. Or a fire pit, I mean.
how people can get addicted to gambling. Like, if, I mean, not really, because I'm like, obviously I'm going to like, could totally lose so much money. Yeah. But if you went in there, like, I've heard people talk about it.
I was talking on the phone with a guy the other day who won like $15,000 on the 10 cent slots.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, like whatever jackpot they had going. But if you, the biggest one.
If you went in there and said, oh, I have $100 is what I'm going to spend and this is all I have, then it would be like.
Well, it's just the price to pay. You have to think about it. It's the price you're paying to have a good time.
Also.
It's just like you have to go into expecting, I'm going to lose this money, but it's so fun. So I'm just paying $100 to have a great time with the boys.
Bro, they have created a way to keep people there forever. They have wireless charging pads on every machine. They have a plug-in charger cord deal. Also, you get free drinks.
Yeah, it's scientific. There's
free drinks, like soda, like in a soda machine, that you get free drinks as many as you want as long as you're in there.
Oh my gosh. So much drinks.
And like they don't use any, like I've heard, like they don't use any, maybe it's not in that one specifically, but in like major casinos, they don't use any hard angles. Like when you're walking, you don't like walk down a hall and turn left. Every single corner you go around is a circle. It's a rounded edge because it seems continuous. If you have to, like, that's another thing you have to calculate. Like,
you have to stop.
If you stop and turn.
It's like, oh, if
it like breaks up your just autonomous way of thinking, then it's not going to be in there. The drinks are free. Your phone is charged.
You probably don't have very many windows.
We're having fun. There's no windows. You can't see what time it is. There's no clocks. They don't put any clocks in there. So that you just
that's obviously like they put no free drinks because they're gonna make way more money on you gambling.
Yeah, possible. They just want it to be, you don't even think, you're just having fun. Don't even think about what the repercussions are. It's pretty cool.
And then you don't have to.
I feel like even if I was trying to be as aware of the time as possible, it'd be so much easier to get lost in there. There's no windows, no clocks, nothing.
Yeah, no corners.
No corners. How am I gonna tell the time? How my sundial gonna work?
Dang it. But yeah, dude, we should go to Broken Bow.
It'd be fun to just hang out there. There's some cool stuff.
Yeah, dude, get a fireplace. I love hanging out of the fire at nighttime after you've lost thousands.
I gotta make a few phone calls after this. Gotta cancel some stuff.
Gotta cancel those flights to Dubai.
Gotta call Dana White and be like, we're actually not coming to Vegas. Sorry.
We're gonna go.
The biggest casino in the world.
A bunch of men in a cabin and hang out.
The biggest casino in the Western Hemisphere is in Oklahoma. It's called the Windstar Casino.
Oh, really?
Biggest in America, biggest in North America, South America.
Pull up a picture.
The entire Western Ham.
The entire West Ham, bro. They have like Chinatown, Italy town. Yeah. They have like, it's
Wildstar?
Like
Windstar?
Windstar. They have like different portions of the casino are dedicated to like different places.
Thunderville.
Oh, yeah, the casino
Thackerville. Not as cool.
Was brand new. So it was super clean inside. Ooh. Which usually there's
smoke. Isn't that crazy?
In. That's what I imagined for like
Vegas.
Look at that picture right down beneath it. Oh my goodness.
That's so crazy.
You could spend a million literally years no corners in there.
They do have so many colors and so many things going on all the screens and all the machines in a casino, bro. It's insane.
Dopamine overload.
Yeah.
Imagine
if they had screens playing Instagram reels around the entire place.
Oh my goodness. That would be so incredible. Or someone that could just hold your phone and scroll Instagram reels for you while you're playing slots.
Like that one.
Yeah. I said like it. Comment.
No, save it. Just go to the comments. I want to see the comments.
Yeah.
Like that one.
Like that one.
Read me the comments right now.
Right, I want to see the replies on those. That's actually, they're fighting. Wow.
Bro, Instagram comments are insane. Like what people will say in the comments section. Oh, it's
wonderful, dude.
It used to be way more tame.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And TikTok used to be crazy. Mm-hmm.
But now it's...
It's like, you can comment this on a social media post when I get on TikTok.
And it kind of just meshed over to Instagram.
Yeah, now Instagram is crazy. It's incredible.
You guys, we're about to have a great night.
I should have had Mariah bring Ticket to Ride.
Oh, my gosh.
We're about to have a great dinner. We just recorded in the stew.
New stew.
We got a dang fridge in here.
We got a mini fridge. We got Gavin's deer.
Mega fridge.
Red Bull wall.
Get the TV mounted up there.
I'm not going to spoil this, but next week there may or may not be a massive sword.
Whoa.
In the Gas Boy studio, but I'm not going to spoil it.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Seriously. Don't spoil who it's going to be in.
What?
What?
I'm bringing a sword to you guys.
Don't worry about it.
It's going to be right behind me.
Or in you.
In case someone... Why do you keep saying that?
You might fall in the sword.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I would hate.
We could just hang it above you with the string.
We'll hang it and we'll have a pulley with the string that I have over here. Or do it for Gavin if he ever talks about finding stuff again.
Yeah. Dang it, you guys. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
Red Bull Wall has just begun. Red Bull, sponsor us. Come on. Fill this fridge. We want to get rid of this fridge, and we want a real Red Bull fridge.
Yeah, we can do crazy things, too. We can
jump off this building right now.
If you don't sponsor us, I'm going to jump off this building.
Come on. Come I'll on, Red Bull. We're going to have one behind Parker. His little tower is over there. I haven't even had the vanilla one because they're never in stock. So if you just send us free Red Bull. Delicious. A dang fridge, that would be awesome.
Can you believe we got sponsored by AHA Sparkling Water and then they went out of business?
Red Bull, we promise we won't be out of business.
We will keep you guys in business.
Yeah,
we will.
You're all right. Rock on, Red Bull.
Thank you guys for listening.
Later. Peace.
Gavin, you're supposed to tell them to subscribe and like. And
You guys like, subscribe, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe on YouTube. Leave us a comment or a dang review. Come on. We need some dang reviews. Hit us up. Peace.